If you know that in the journey of today, the Lord will do something miraculous for you, shout hallelujah. With the joy of the Lord in our hearts, I want us to lift up our voice and begin to worship the King of Kings. Let's begin to give him praise. Let's thank him for waking us up to see this beautiful day. The Bible says this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. We thank you for daily protection. We thank you for daily preservation of our souls. Father, we say be glorified and be exalted. In the name of Jesus, we worship you. We exalt your name. For now, allowing the will of the enemies to come to pass over our family. Father, we say be glorified and be exalted. In the name of Jesus. I want to also begin to ask God for his mercy this morning. That as we go in the journey of today, the Lord will be merciful unto us. In the name of Jesus, by your mercy, let the windows of heaven be open unto us this morning. And let there be a plenty of your grace upon us. In the name of Jesus, as we go in the journey of today, let your mercy prevail over our land. Let your mercy prevail. In the name of Jesus, over our cities, let your mercy prevail. Over our family, let your mercy prevail. In the name of Jesus, if there's any sin that could hinder our prayers this morning, by your mercy, Lord, forgive us. In the name of Jesus, I want us to begin to plead the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to plead the blood. This morning, we plead the blood of Jesus over the journey of today. And we cancel every agendas of the enemies by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let every dreams of death, let every dreams of attack be cancelled by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, in the journey of today, mark us with the blood of Jesus for total protection. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask that this morning you will sanctify and cleanse each and every one of us by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody say a louder amen. Very quickly, I want us to open our Bible to the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. The Bible says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning we are going to be praying from this verse of scripture. Number one, I want us to lift up our voice and say, Lord, in the journey of this new month, let your grace be unto me. Multiply your grace in my life. Multiply your grace over my children. Multiply your grace over my home. Multiply your grace over my business. Multiply your grace over my family. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Paul, this was the prayer that Paul prayed for this church. He said, grace be unto you. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, in the journey of this new month, let your grace be unto me. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, multiply your grace over my family. Multiply your grace in the name of Jesus. Malika pasute kete rubakuda eprekete kesidia. We pray for multiplication of grace. Let your grace be over us. Let your grace be over our family. In the name of Jesus, Lord, multiply your grace over our lives. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to pray for peace. This is another prayer that Paul prayed for the church. He said, grace be unto you and peace. And peace. Peace is very, very important in the journey of a new month. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, as I continue the journey of this month, let your peace be multiplied over my life. In the name of Jesus, let there be peace in every areas of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Let there be peace within me. Let there be peace all around me. In the name of Jesus, if there are powers that want to attack my peace in the journey of this month, let your fire destroy them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. We pray for peace in our land. Let there be peace in our land. In the name of Jesus, every forces of hell that want to disturb the peace of our land, every forces of hell that want to disturb the peace in our home, we bind and we cast you out. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your peace be multiplied over our family. Multiply your peace. Multiply your peace. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. Every storm that may want to stop our peace in the journey of this month, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Kalima, I kodaba sendali kaposa fajiri kapa. We pray for peace over our families. We pray for peace over our nation. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, there are so many other things that God has prepared for us in the journey of this month. I want you to lift up your voice. If you look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, Paul said, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Which means there are supernatural blessings that God has prepared for us for the journey of this month. You know, I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry to God and say, my Father, let every good thing that you have prepared for me for the journey of this month begin to manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus, let your goodness begin to manifest. Let your favor begin to manifest. Let your blessings begin to manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Masakuda bisidia, as we continue the journey of this month, let every good thing that you have prepared for us begin to manifest in the name of Jesus. The blessings, I call that bisidia, the blessings, I call that basidica polia, the blessing that you have prepared for us in the journey of this month, let them begin to manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you this morning. We give you all the glory. We commit the journey of the remaining days of this month into your hand. Lord, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your grace be unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for peace. Let there be peace in every area of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, if there are powers that want to attack our peace in the journey of this month, let your fire destroy them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that every good thing that you have prepared for us for the journey of this month begin to manifest in the name of Jesus. We shall not miss any of our opportunities in the journey of this month. In the name of Jesus, if there are powers that want to block our blessing, if there are powers that want to work against our progress in the journey of this month, we command their arrest right now. In the name of Jesus, Kalima Kusindika Polima Safajidia. I pray for open heaven over every one of us. Let our heavens be opened this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, let every good thing you have prepared for us begin to manifest in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody say a louder amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you know that God has answered your prayers, shout hallelujah. Very quickly, I want you to open your Bible to the book of Acts chapter 2. We are going to read Acts chapter 2 from verse 44 to 45. Acts chapter 2, 44 to 45. We are still studying from the Word of God. As we know, that is our practice on this prayer line. The Word and prayer. The Word and we can't separate the two. In Acts chapter 6, Peter says something. He said, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Acts chapter 6 verse 4. Continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. No matter how short the time we are going to be spending together every morning, we will not take away the word. The word and prayer, they both go together. Acts chapter 2, 44 to 45, the Bible says, Now all who believed, not all who are in doubt, now all who believed. Who believed in what? Believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Now all who believed, look at that, were together. And had all things in common. Now, if we say that we believe in Jesus Christ, there must be something we have in common. There must be unity among us. How we believe. The Bible said they have all things in common. We should have holiness in common. If we believe in the same Jesus Christ, we should have love in common. There should be certain things that should be reflected in our lives as believers. Now, all who believe were together and had all things in common. Notwithstanding the churches we go, I might be a member of Anglican, you might be a member of CAC. If we believe in the same Lord Jesus Christ, we should have all things in common. If we read the same Bible, if we are baptized into the same Christ, there should be things that should be common. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. Verse 45. Let me read it again. From verse 44. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possession and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. This morning, very quickly, within the short period of time we have to spend together, I want to share with us on what I've titled the areas of unity among believers. The areas of unity. The area of unity. I want to point out from these two verses three areas where unity need to manifest among us as believers. Three areas. And this is applicable to every areas of our life. This is applicable to our relationship. This is applicable to, you know, our career. The areas of unity. Number one, if we say that we believe in Christ, number one, I want you to listen to the first. The area of unity. Number one, there must be unity in our purpose. Unity in our purpose. Unity of purpose. Unity of purpose. I want somebody to say unity of purpose. When we talk about purpose, we talk about our goals. We talk about our aim. We talk about what we work for. What is our end goal? What is our target? There must be unity of purpose. Look at what the Bible says in verse 44. Now, all, how many? All who believed. That's the purpose. Who believed? They believed so that they can become a Christian. That's the purpose. All who believed. Who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. All who believed. There must be unity in our purpose. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They had all things in common. All who believed were together, and the Bible said they had all things in common. That is talking about unity of purpose. Now, let me tell us this. Even in marriage, in our career, you know, one of the things we want to test before we enter into any relationship is, do I have the same purpose as this person? And I want to talk to singles among us who are believing God for partners. There must be unity of purpose before we say I do, before you say I do. There must be unity of purpose. Purpose. Many people today, they complain of things in their relationship which they have already seen from the beginning. Do I have the same purpose? Does this person share my view of life? Purpose. There must be unity of purpose. It is applicable even in career. I want to, maybe you're about to take an offer from a company, and when you did the interview, the panel of people that interviewed you, you can see, do I have unity of purpose with this company? Do I have unity of purpose with these people? Can I be able to work with them with the same view, with the same purpose? It is applicable. If we want to enjoy our life, there must be unity of purpose with the people we are associated with. Many people are frustrated in their relationship today because there is no unity of purpose. Unity of purpose. The church I want to attend, do I have unity of purpose with the same people there? Can I maybe I want to join a particular team in the church? Can I work along You know, can I work along with people in that same team? Do I have unity of purpose with them? All believed were together and had all things in common. Unity of purpose. Unity of purpose. In John chapter 2, verse 23, the Bible says, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name. Look at that. Many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. Many believed. They believed in his name when they saw the sign which he did. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 11, look at what Paul said. Said, therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Look at that. Paul was saying here that if we preach the same Christ, whether I was the one that preached Christ unto you or another man of God from another denomination preach Christ unto you, in as long as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about other Christ. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior. If you believe in that same Jesus, if I believe in that same Jesus, then there should be unity of purpose. Purpose. And our purpose for believing Christ is to make heaven. Our purpose is to make. Now, don't let anybody deceive you that you are saved to become the richest man in the world. No, don't let anybody. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Although blessings shall be added, prosperity shall be added, but that's not the first thing. The kingdom of God is the first. The kingdom of God is the first. We need to bear that in mind. The kingdom of God is the first. And let me tell us this, we are getting closer to the end of the age. We are getting closer to the end of the world. So that's why our goal as believer is, how will I make heaven? How will my faith not be compromised? The kingdom of God is the first. I see today that many churches only train people, they teach people on how to be worthy, how to be the best in their career, which is good. I support that. Without any emphasis on the main goal for their faith, on the main goal for their salvation, which is to make heaven. Don't let us be deceived. Once we die and we leave this world, that is it. Where we are going to end up will depend on our faith. Do I really believe in Christ to make heaven? The kingdom of God is the goal. Number two, unity of purpose. Number one. Then number two, unity of place. Unity of place. The Bible says, and all who believe were together. They were together. Unity of place. Unity of place. Unity of, that's talking about our spiritual location. Our spiritual location. This is very, very important. We must be in the same place in the realm of the spirit. Our spiritual location. Unity of place. Unity of place. Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 44 again. Now, all who believe were together. Now, anytime I want to give us this assignment, anytime we are reading the word of God, let us watch out for one another together. You know, a word like that. Let's look for it. For example, in Romans chapter 6, verse 5, the Bible says, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Look at that. If we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. What is Paul speaking here? What Paul is saying is that if we are in the same place spiritually, we are going to occupy the same place eventually. He said we shall be united together in the likeness of his resurrection. In Romans 15, verse 32, the Bible says, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together. Look at that. Together with you. Together with you. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible says, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Look at that. So that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs that you stand fast in one spirit. Look at that. One spirit. That's talking about unity of purpose. With one mind, talking about unity of purpose, striving together. Look at that. Striving together for the faith of the gospel. Striving together. That's talking about unity of place. Our spiritual place must be together. We must be united in our place, our spiritual place. Then number three, unity of possession. Look at what the Bible says in that Acts chapter 2 again, verse 44 and 45. Now all who believe were together and had all things in common. All things, possession. Look at verse 45. And sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. As anyone had need. Unity of possession. Unity of possession. That is very, very important. If we believe in the same Christ, there must be unity in terms of our possession. Look, for example, even husband and wife, what the husband have belong to the wife. What the wife has belong to the husband. Because they have unity of purpose. I mean, unity of possession. And that's why I said this is very, very important. You know, that's why there is division in homes today. Because the husband believe, well, what I have, I work for it. It's only for me. It's not for my wife. What I have belong to me. Maybe the wife is saying, what I have only belong to me. It's not for my husband. I work for it. I sweat for it. There must be unity in our possession. Unity of possession. Even if we are going to live in peace, unity of, the Bible says, all that came together, they sold their possession and they share it among themselves as they have need. As they have need. Unity of possession. In Acts chapter 4, verse 34 to 37, and then we'll pray. The Bible says, Acts 4, 34 to 37, nor was there any among them who lacked, because they share, there is unity of possession. None of them lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them. Look at that. And brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. Look at that. As anyone had need. When you hear that somebody is in need, what do you do about their need as believer? Do you talk about them? You gossip about them? Or what do you do about their needs? Look at verse 36. This is the church of the apostles. That's how things operated among them. And Joses, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated sons of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. They had unity of possession. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will help us to be united in our possession. In the name of Jesus, if we are going to enjoy peace in every areas of our lives, we need unity in these areas, in these three areas: unity of purpose, unity of place, and unity of possession. I want us to go and pray. We are going to lift up our voice unto God this morning. Very quickly, we have less than 5 minutes to round up. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, let me be empowered by your Holy Ghost. You know, for us to achieve this, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. Now, if I possess the Holy Ghost, if you possess the Holy Ghost, we should be able to work together in unity. Anywhere the Holy Ghost is operating, there will be unity. One of the signs that Holy Ghost is present in a place is that there will be unity. I want us to lift up our voice. We are going to cry to God and say, my Father, let me be filled with your Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, so that there can be unity in every areas of my lives. Father, Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost. This is not possible without the Holy Ghost. Yeah, whatever we have discussed this morning is not something we can do in the flesh. We can only achieve this when we are filled with the Holy Ghost. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, empower me by your Holy Ghost to walk in unity in every areas of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me be filled with your Holy Ghost. Elima kusindi kapa. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Lord, fill us with your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Fill my children with your Holy Ghost. Let my family be filled with your Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Let me be baptized in your Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, fill us with your Holy Ghost in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Now, do you know there are many people today who are praying, but there is no unity. No, Peter, it was Peter. We know that Peter was a family man. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 3, look at what he said to the husband in verse 7. He said, husbands, likewise, look at that. Dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessels, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. That your prayer may not be in that. That's why today many people are praying, but they don't understand the principle that makes prayer to be answered. Do you think God is deaf? No. When we understand some principles and we apply it, it makes our prayer to be answered. We will not sweat before God answers our prayers. When we call God in the morning, before noon, God will answer us. I want us to lift up our voice. We are going to cry out to God and say, my Father, let every power assigned to be causing division in any areas of our lives. Power, the devil doesn't want us to be together, because he knows that when we are together, there is blessing. When we are together, our prayers will be answered. And that's why you want to cause division in our relationship. I want us to lift up our voice and cry out to God this morning and say, in the name of Jesus, every power assigned to be causing division, to be causing conflict in my relationship, let the power be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. The devil is happy when there is commotion, when there is conflict in our homes. The devil is happy. He's having a fun day. I want you to lift up your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, every power assigned to be causing division, to be causing conflict in any areas of our relationship, Father, this morning, let the power be arrested and be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus. The devil is happy when you cannot get along with your co-workers. He's happy when you are having all kinds of conflict with your boss. I want you to lift up your voice and cry out to God and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, every power assigned to be antagonizing us, to be causing division, to be causing conflict in our lives, let the power be terminated by fire. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Masakuda, ekepete kusidika polia. We bind and we cast that demon out in the mighty name of Jesus. Any power assigned to be causing conflict, to be causing division in any areas of our lives, let your fire destroy them in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. I want us to pray and say, Lord, let there be unity of purpose in every areas of our lives. Let there be what? Unity of purpose. In our homes, let there be unity of purpose. At the place where we walk, let there be unity of purpose. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, we pray for unity of purpose. Masakata kudabidia. Father, we pray, let there be unity of purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus, in every areas of our lives, we pray for unity of purpose. I want you to open your mouth. This is a very, very important prayer. This is a very, very important prayer. Open your mouth and say, Lord, let there be unity of purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is better to have more friends than to have more enemies. I want you to lift up your voice and pray for unity of purpose. With the people you are associated with, we pray for unity of purpose. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, let there be peace. Unity of let there be unity of place. Look at that. Unity of place in every of our relationship. Unity of place. The Bible said they were together. which means they are together in one place. In one place, unity of place. Where anywhere there is unity, people come together in one place, one place, one place. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, in our spiritual location, let there be unity. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. open your mouth. Although you may not be in the same place literally, physically, but when there is unity, you will be in one place in the realm of the spirit. You will be in one place, not two places, not three places. I want you to lift up your voice and cry to God and say, Lord, let there be unity of place in all our relationship in the name of Jesus. We pray for people who have been divided, who have been separated. Father, let there be unity of place in our homes. We pray for unity of place in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. I want us to pray and say, Lord, we pray that you will unite us together in our possession. Unity of possession. There is many conflict today because people are not united in possession, in their possession. This one is saying, I have this, you have that, and they are divided things. Unity of place, of possession. I want us to lift up our voice and say, Lord, let there be unity in our possession. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth. We pray for unity of possession. Masakuda bisidikapa. Let there be unity of possession. In our possession, we pray for unity. Let there be unity. Open your mouth. That is the only way there can be peace. There is no other way to peace than when we have unity of possessions. The Bible says, and all that believed, they had all things in common. All things in common. Open your mouth and say, Lord, we pray for unity of possession. Help us to have all things in common by the power of Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, as I go on the journey of today, Holy Ghost, empower me to possess all my possession. Look at that. The power to possess all my possession in the journey of today and throughout this month. Let the power rest upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. As I go on the journey of today, I will not miss any of my opportunity in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, empower us to possess all our possession in the mighty name of Jesus. Empower my children to possess all their possession in the journey of this month in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Holy Ghost, empower us to possess all our possession in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. And finally, I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let every power that want to take my place, look at that, power that want to take my place in the journey of this month, power that want to occupy my territory in the journey of this month, let the power be removed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Every power that want to take our place in our home, every power that want to take our place in our career, every power that want to take, that want to occupy our territory in the journey of this month, Lord, remove them by fire. Ikabasakadilia. We shall take our place in the journey of this month. Every strangers of darkness that want to take our place, Father, let the power be removed. Let every strangers of darkness be removed by the fire of Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, remove them. Open your mouth. Let the power be removed. Power that want to take my place, remove that power by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you and we give you praise this morning for answers to our prayers. Lord, as we continue the journey of this new month, let your power and your presence go with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, do something new and something marvelous for us. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of conflict and division. We bind and we cast it out. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for unity. Holy Spirit, empower us to walk in unity. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that as we go on the journey of this month, you will empower us to take our place. In the mighty name of Jesus, empower us to possess our possession. In the name of Jesus, in the journey of this month, we shall not miss any of our opportunity. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall go from glory to glory and from grace to grace. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you because we know that you have done it. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. To tell all you have to tell all.